Hello and welcome to the Tavern Chat Podcast. I'm your host, Eric Tenkar, your bartender in the OSR, your main proprietor at the Tenkar's Tavern blog. Obviously, this podcast, the Tenkar's Tavern Discord server, Facebook community, MeWe community. Like I've said before, we are the Borg. We are everywhere. So, time to maybe not eat some crow, but I certainly got some corrections to make on the Gary Khan issue that I brought up. And I brought up some past issues, and Luke Gygax was kind enough to reach out to me. And I'm going to read what Luke sent me, because corrections need to be made. And additionally, I am very happy to state that the hotel is going to make phone contact with everyone whose reservations were affected. So here's from Luke. Hey, Eric, I listen to your podcast and often enjoy it. I appreciated yesterday's suggestion to make phone contact with everyone. I brought it to the hotel and they're going to implement it. So thank you for that. I'm listening to today's podcast and you said the Marriott owns the Geneva. This isn't true to the best of my knowledge. I understand there are theories flying around, but that one isn't true. And yes, I heard that from multiple sources. So again, a lot of times I do talk out of my ass, and I guess you could say I was talking out of other people's asses at the same time. So corrected. Another statement you made is also inaccurate. Well, let's just say I was wrong. Inaccurate, it sounds so legalese. So I'm going to say I fucked up. Okay. But again, this is a rumor that I've heard every year I've been at Gary Khan. Witches did not pay most of the cost of the con. In fact, it's not even close. They are a sponsor along with several great companies, including Frog God. The vast bulk of revenue is from badge sales. So it's gamers that make Gary Khan happen. After the table issue last year, for stuff, that's something that should not happen. As the leader of the con, that's my responsibility, so I offer my apologies. The last 2 years were extremely difficult for us to organize because we were following another huge convention at the Grand. See this? I had no clue. So the hotel had to turn the entire event space overnight from DECA setup to Gary Khan. The staff had to move in Wednesday morning and be set and ready to issue badges and sell merchandise by 2 p.m. So we had about 8 hours. This year, we don't have that additional layer of difficulty. We will have 2 days to set up, so these challenges are less likely to occur. However, as you said, we are about at capacity. Now, this is interesting. We are not looking at moving at this point, but there will have to be some measures taken to handle growth. That could be limiting attendance, multiple locations, or running over 2 weekends. Well, of those three options, I would say running over 2 weekends is probably the least feasible. And limiting attendance might have to happen. Multiple locations? I guess it doesn't. I guess Gen Con does that, right? I haven't gone to Gen Con since it was in Milwaukee. So again, it goes, I'm surprised you are considering not coming to Gary Con. I hope you will continue to attend to bring gaming goodness to Lake Geneva. Regardless, I'll still tune in. Game on, Luke. Well, and I got explained to Luke after I got that when it comes to not attending, that might happen this year. We might not attend. And there's multiple things going on. Rach has a new job, so less vacation time. We do multiple cons. We may be buying a house in February. So we may be playing house in March. So, yeah. And out of the cons we go to, I must say, and this is just, the facts, is that Gary Khan is the least convenient to get to. Total Con, I drive from New York. Shire Con, the one-day con, again, we drive from New York. Game Hole, we fly right directly into Madison. North Texas, We fly right into Dallas. GaryCon, my first couple of years, we Ubered it. Uber is a lot of stress, by the way, folks, if you don't know, especially when you're Ubering about, I don't know, 85, 90 miles, because, excuse me, because you can easily get an Uber to go from the airport to the convention center, to Lake Geneva. But it is stress and panic time to try to get a ride from the Grand Geneva back to the airport. This past year, we rented a car. The year prior, we tried starting about 3.5 hours before our flight was even, no longer than that. Maybe like, we planned on getting to the airport about 3 hours prior to our flight, the way we were starting it. And so maybe about 4.5, 5 hours before our flight. And the cabs that the front desk gave us numbers to, nobody would go to Milwaukee. And then Uber took us 45 minutes to finally find a ride. Now, if you don't find a ride, you're not getting onto that plane, which is fucking stress. So, but I'm glad to see that, like, you know, the last couple of years have been a little disorganized, and I wasn't blaming the convention. I wasn't blaming, you know, Luke and his volunteers. It just seemed that the venue wasn't ready. When again, like Luke explained, they weren't. So I appreciate that. So this is my correction to yesterday's podcast. Okay, folks. And again, Luke, thank you for reaching out to the hotel and convincing them or letting them know that calling guests that are affected by phone and having somebody you actually spoke to is a lot better than sending out emails that, let's all be honest. How many do we read? I mean, somebody used to complain I had too many fucking email addresses. How do you? I've got three main email addresses that I use. One is my general email address. One is more blog related. One is more RPG Now drive through related. And my main email address, Gmail, in that category of, what is it, primary? My God. I must get, without even trying, let's see. My front page starts at, so my first, how many emails on a page? 50? Yeah, 50. My first email on those primaries came in at 3:16 in the morning. And I've got all these primary emails, and then that's not counting social, and it's not counting promotions where other things get shuffled. So, yes, email is probably not the best way to reach out to people when it comes to something like that's so on the mark. So, again, Luke, thank you. And I apologize for my, what you graciously called inaccuracies, my fuck-ups. So, thank you. All right, folks, on that note, as always, be safe, be well, God bless, roll those dice, and I will talk with you all tomorrow. Later, folks.